Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. wonderful medley to begin our program with today. Abba Father, Father God, we worship you, and then winding up with the song, just Abba. Some folks have said that Abba really means something like Daddy. It's a very intimate name for our Heavenly Father. The Spirit in my heart cries Abba, or Father. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In the background right now, it's Mary Beth Carlson, her rendition of the song, How Beautiful. Coming up on our program today, we'll be sharing the 46th Psalm with you, which speaks about how our God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble, and how it speaks about how our God is our fortress, our mighty fortress. And later on in our program, we're going to be talking about promises. Sometimes we hear people say, promises, promises, that's always promises, but you never do anything. Well, we're going to talk about the promises that our God gives to us. And we can stand on those promises and place our complete trust in Him. You know, the Bible is full of promises. Some are conditional, meaning if we do something, our Heavenly Father will then do something. But many of the promises are unconditional. Because of His love, He will fulfill those promises just because He loves us. Do you know that your God is an awesome God, and a God of love, and a God of mercy, and a God of grace, and a God of goodness? So later, we're going to be talking about promises, promises, because our Redeemer is faithful and true, and we can count on Him to fulfill those promises that He has made for us. Right now, let's enter God's presence in the name of Jesus and ask for His blessing on this program today. Heavenly Father, I do thank You for Your promises. I thank You for Your Word that I can believe in. You said it, I believe it, and that settles it. We don't have to wonder if Your promises are true, Lord. You are an almighty God, and we know, Lord, that we can count on You to do the things that You have said that You would do for us. Thank You also, Father, for giving us the privilege of coming into Your presence today. In the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, we're here today to worship You, Heavenly Father, to speak words of comfort from the Word of God, and of course all the music, Lord, and the lyrics that will comfort our hearts today. Take great pleasure in our adoration today, Father, and in our worship and praise. Truly, You are an awesome God who deserves all of our adoration and all of our worship. And today we want to set aside this hour just to concentrate on You, to worship You, Father, and to thank You, Lord, for all the things that You have done for us and all the things that You're going to do for us, because we know we can count on You to be faithful and true. And Lord, if there's somebody listening today, maybe they've been drawn in by the music, we pray, Father, that Your Holy Spirit might speak to them. Let them know how much You love them and how much You have promised them to lift them up, to take care of them, to bring them home to heaven if they will just place their trust in Jesus Christ, Your Son. And by doing that, they can have the joy and the peace that will escape us in this world. There are things going on all around us, Lord, that can stress us, can make us unhappy. But help us to keep our eyes fixed on You, Father, and on Your promises to us. And we will know that we can count on You, Lord, and that You will provide for us the peace and the joy that can only come through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we're here to worship You and to love You with all that we have. We want to know You in all Your power, in all Your goodness, and to serve You, Lord, with all the talents that You've given us. Heavenly Father, we praise Your holy name. And we thank You, Lord, that we know You are in our presence as we worship You and praise Your holy name here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
To know You in all of Your glory, to love You with all that I am, all of my This is my prayer, to know you more, to know you in
all of your power,
to trust you.
Oh, how beautiful you are, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful medley there with Morris Chapman and the Proclaim Singers. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. My name is Dave Kersey, your host. In just about 1 minute, I'm going to share with you Psalm 46. And now, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
A mighty fortress is our must
You're listening in the background to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes. Wonderful song written by Andre Crouch, my tribute to God Be the Glory. In fact, we're going to have the vocal version of this song at the end of our broadcast today. It's a wonderful song. How can I say thanks for all the Lord has done for us? This is all part of a medley by the Don Marsh Orchestra. We'll also hear the songs Let's Just Praise the Lord and God Is So Good. He is a good God, isn't he? A wonderful God. A God of promises, a God of love. In fact, coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be sharing a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley called Promises, Promises. You ever say that to somebody? Promises, promises. Like they're not going to fulfill a promise. Well, our Lord will always fill His promises. He's a promise maker and a promise keeper. Now, some promises from the Father are coupled with our obedience. God will personally respond to our petitions if our requests align with His purposes. But there are other promises that He gives to us that, well, they're just true. God is under no obligation to confer such grand spiritual wealth upon us, but His grace, however, finds great satisfaction and happiness in granting His children His very great and precious promises. God shares His promises with us so that we may trust in Him. Trusting God to fulfill His promises tells Him that we consider Him faithful. God gives you exciting promises to prove and to test. He does so for no other reason than He loves you and is eager to see you place your complete trust in Him. We'll be talking more about that a little later on in the broadcast. Briefly, let me thank you for worshiping with us today and to remind you that this is your last opportunity to receive a copy of the book, Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice. We began offering this in August, and because of the response, we continued it through this month. But this will be the final program that I can mention and the final opportunity you'll have to get a copy of this wonderful, wonderful little hardcover book. About 15 chapters in length. Each chapter maybe take you about 5-10 minutes to read it. But it is a wonderful book about knowing God's will and learning to recognize His voice. It's my gift to you if you'll write to me this month. Now, I'm not saying you have to send a gift. That's between you and the Lord. If you just want to write and get the book, that's okay. I hope you will consider supporting this ministry financially. We have expenses here in the production of the program, the duplication of it, the distribution of the program to over 330 stations all over the country. And then there's a website that we maintain, which has a lot of great things, including the ability to listen to the program anytime you want. You can go back and listen to programs from January or February, anytime you want. In fact, today's program is available all week on our website. You can go and re-listen to it if you want to. And because we are able to make the program available online, we have people literally all over the world that are checking in with our website and listening to the program in Asia, in Africa, many, many places all around the world. You make that possible with your financial gifts. So pray about it. If you can, I'd love to hear from you. But even if you're just going to write us a letter and say, we're listening, we're praying for you, we'll send a copy of this book, Knowing God's Will, out to you. And for those that do support us, we have a devotional that comes out 4 times a year. Each issue is for 3 months, and each issue has a devotional for today and tomorrow. In fact, the current issue is for September, October, November, and then in December we send a new issue out for December, January, and February. That's for our supporters, those who are going to stand with us financially for Call to Worship. Now, you could write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll have that address for you again at the end of the broadcast. And again, a reminder of our website at www.calltoworship.us. Check us out. You'll find lots of good things on that website. Well, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background as we hear from the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes and the song God Is So Good. Thank you.
I look back on this road I've traveled, I've seen so many times he's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer
was Bobby Michaels and the song My Redeemer is Faithful and True. Everything he has said, he will do. And every morning, his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 in the Living Translation says this, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Him," meaning in Jesus Christ. Today I want to talk about promises. You know, God is a promise maker and a promise keeper. The Scriptures teem with promises God has gleefully made and pledged to fulfill for His children. Some promises from the Father are coupled with our obedience. God will personally respond to our petitions if our requests align with His purposes. Personal and corporate revival can occur if we humbly acknowledge our sins. Remember 2 Chronicles? If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's sort of a conditional promise. We have to do something first, and then God will fulfill His promise. God has His reasons when He places stipulations on His promises. But there are thousands of Scripture promises that God simply states without reservation. He will provide for our needs. Philippians 4:19. He will always be with us. Matthew 28:20. He will give us strength and courage to face adversity. Isaiah 41:10. Now the staggering truth about a promise from God is that He guarantees its performance. In the Old Testament, Joshua reminded his troops of God's promises when he said, and it's recorded in Joshua 21:45, he said, "Not one of all of the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled." Now God, of course, is under no obligation to confer such grand spiritual wealth to us. His grace, however, finds great satisfaction and happiness in granting His children His very great and precious promises. Remember what Paul told the Philippians in chapter 4:19? He said, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God pledges Himself to act on our behalf because He rejoices in us. Isn't that a startling thought? In our own life, our most special promises are made to those whom we love the dearest. And so it is with the Father. We may have heard that angels in heaven are jubilant when one lost person is found by the Savior. But do you know that God merrily hums and sings about His children? These verses from Zephaniah 3:17 says it. "The Lord your God is in your midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Picture God cheerfully celebrating over His relationship with you every day and taking such great delight in your fellowship that He just can't wait to see you claim one of His promises. Heaven is simply an eternal love affair between the lover of our soul and the beloved. God's promises express the great pleasure that He has in His people. Now God shares His promises with us too, so that we may trust Him. As we are the apple of His eye, so He desires to be our chief delight. He wants us to look to Him to supply our needs, because He knows the more we trust Him, the more we will love and enjoy Him. We honor God when we trust Him. What does it say in Hebrews? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have faith in God, and we place our trust in Him. Trusting God to fulfill His promises tells Him that we consider Him faithful. When God told Abraham that he would have a son, Abraham did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what He had promised. God gives you exciting promises to prove and to test. He does so for no other reason than He loves you and is eager to see you place your trust in Him. Find a promise in Scripture that relates to a specific need that you have right now. Look to God, not to another person or any other resource, for the answer. I can say with all certainty that God will keep His word. The goodness of God flows swiftly and abundantly through His refreshing promises. They are a sure and pure channel of blessing, because God's track record on promises is absolutely perfect. Heavenly Father, I've never really considered that You actually sing for joy over me personally. Help me to realize the love and care You give me so that I may hold tight to the promises that You have made for me. I love You, Heavenly Father, and I thank You that You are a good and wonderful God, a God who makes promises and who keeps them.
By Galilee, we'd often walk for hours at a time. His words became alive in me, our hearts became entwined. Jesus opened up my eyes and gave me sight anew. No matter what this day may bring, I will hold on to
That was Melody Tunney and Bonnie Keene together, and the song entitled His Promises Are True. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. And remember that this is the last opportunity you're going to have to receive this copy of the book, Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice, my gift to you when you write during September. And September is just about gone. Write to us here, won't you, at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove, radio and television ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Brentwood Singers and the song entitled My Tribute, To God Be the Glory.
Save me with his power.